You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the depths of a digital abyss, where truth drowns in a sea of clickbait and algorithms, a beacon ignites. From the heart of Badgerland, from our studios on State Street in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Got all the papers here with me. I think I have. I got my pen, my coffee, show material. Let me see here. Shoes, I got those on.
Your shoes?
All right, let's see here. I've got my tie-dye shirt on again today.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't change from yesterday.
Just sleep in your clothes?
Sleep in my clothes.
Again?
No. Revealed. Yep. I admit it.
Well, good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are we doing so far?
I don't know.
Still waking up?
Still, no. Yeah. No, it's just so frustrating. It really is. You know, I had gone through the whole Scott Walker era. And I created a Wisconsin map that showed a dog peeing on parts of the state. And you know, when a dog pees, they're marking their territory.
Sure.
And that dog represented the Republicans. And they'd go around the state and they'd destroy this and destroy that. And they'd mark their territory by destroying things throughout Wisconsin. I made that map. I put it on my blog, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Don't try to find it. It seems like YouTube and its handling of YouTube channels is really bad, you know.
Is it?
Yeah, they took out all my videos, the old videos. They just took them out. You know, they created them as private videos instead of public videos, which everybody could go back and watch and find out what people really said. Politicians, you know, their point of view. I want it out there, but they hid it all by making it private. Now I can watch it, but no one else can. They're doing that now. The MAGAs are doing that to the country. They're marking their territory, and it's going to be very unusual, very hard for us to unmark what they're doing to this country. And I am specifically focusing in on the national parks removing historical items that disparage, in quotes, disparage the U.S.
Hmm.
Today is the day. It's the deadline day to remove all of the signs, all of the statues, and get this, the memorials that dot this country and our parks. So I
haven't heard anything about that. There's a deadline for
deadline
removing?
Today. They had all this time to have park visitors to go through with the QR code and mark the monuments, statues, and signs that they disagreed with. And, this is, I know, it's shocking, isn't it? It's just, again, they want positive reinforcement that we're the greatest country in the world, and you can't question that. And if you do, we're coming after you. I think Pam Bondi said something like that.
She's walking back some of those comments.
She can't walk back those comments.
She's trying.
The whole thing here is that, you know, hate speech is something that Republicans said that doesn't exist. they stuck to that for like 15, 20 years. Mm. And Pam Bondi comes out and says, no, we're going after people with hate speech. Well, what is hate speech? We don't even know what hate speech is. And we'd have to probably arrest every one of those neo-Nazis out there marching down the streets of our great cities, right? Mm. But we allow that. That's the First Amendment right people have. We detest it. We find these groups abhorrent.
Yeah.
And it's just one of those things that, you know, we have to just live with. It was hard for me to accept as a teenager and a kid seeing these really nasty groups out there. I thought, mm-hmm. Well, how could they allow this? But, you know, I didn't understand the Constitution at the time. But anyway, that's one of those situations where, you know, she's not going to be able to walk this back. The administration is full bore going for this. They're going to go after. This is their opportunity to break up every left-wing group that they think is a left-wing group. And this is their opportunity. They see the door open, and they're going to rush through it.
Okay.
Well, I'm done.
Is that good?
That's got shivers.
I don't know.
Good morning to Dominic Lee, our producer.
Dom is here.
Oh, hey, yeah, I think I'm. Yeah,
how you doing guys? Today?
I'm doing pretty good.
We have an expired session.
Oh, man, every single time log in. That.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's a great question.
And it's on a timer or something.
It might be.
But anyway, just something to think about. You know, we'll cover the parks thing tomorrow. We'll get to more of those details.
Okay.
But, you know, what they took out, what they thought about it, it's just outrageous. It is so stupid. It's mind-numbing. God.
All right. Well, a little bit later on, we're also going to be talking to Wolf Repass. He's a financial tech person. We're going to find out everything you wanted to know about Bitcoins and that kind of stuff.
When are we going to talk to him?
Crypto.
When are we talking to him?
At about 6:50.
Okay.
Yeah. And Mike McCabe will join us in our 7 o'clock hour. He's got a new Substack article out. And weather-wise today, we're at 59 degrees, highs in the mid-80s again. Mid-80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Warmer than normal.
I think that this Bitcoin thing is interesting because now they're offering these Bitcoins to people who make purchases as a bonus. So they accumulate these Bitcoins as a bonus, which means it's there. You can't cash it. It's not cash.
Can't do anything.
You know, I still don't understand any of this.
Well, that's why we're going to talk to
him. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And Catherine is the one who instigated this because she is also very curious about Bitcoin. And we're all kind of curious about it. If you don't understand it and it just sits out there, you know, Trump is making billions and billions of dollars of Bitcoin investments. And none of it, of course, is cash, so we can't use it. But someday it will be cash, and he will be able to use it, and he'll be a billionaire.
Okay.
He doesn't have much time, you know. He's a little on the older side. You know, if we had more time, certainly.
Yeah.
But
hey, there's a new book out on The Onion.
Ah.
Somebody has written a book about that.
Now, who is it? Who wrote the book?
Let's see.
Maybe I know who it is.
Scanning through. Is the subject Anthony Zulgadia? Is that right? Or no, that's the person who took the picture of the onion. doesn't say here.
Oh.
Does not say
that's
here.
Crazy.
Well, we'll have to do a little research on this. The Onion, of course, was born in Madison back in 1988.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had Scott Dickers on our cable access show way back then.
He's the guy who helped create The Onion.
Yeah.
And not only that, but Scott Dickers participated in, I think, the very first Onion radio broadcast.
Yeah.
We had it at WMAD, you and I.
Yeah.
We asked him, could you do this? And he came up with a broadcast news edition of The Onion. And it was just great.
Mm-hmm.
Their first foray into radio.
That's right. On the John Peterson show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's in the book. No one certainly called me and asked me, hey, how did all of this happen?
Yeah.
It's, you know, I feel like I'm lost in time, you know?
Well, we'll have to buy the book and see.
No one has ever given us credit for The Onion, and no one's ever given us credit for Triple M, you know, being the Triple M station that it is. Screw them. I might as well just. That's why I came up with Demo Curmudgeon.
Ah.
And I just like to complain.
Okay.
All right.
Is it time for Would You Rather? Dom, what do you think?
Is it time to change the subject? Yes.
Let's
go to Would You Rather.
From The Onion to Would You Rather. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a smooth transition.
All right.
What?
I could not hear it all that time. All right.
Amazing stuff.
First question. Would you rather live for one whole year eating nothing but prime ribeye steak or crispy fried chicken? It's kind of based on what you like more. That's pretty much it.
Well,
they're pretty fatty, both items. I don't know.
I would say fried chicken for me. personally.
Fried chicken? I'll go for the steak.
Steak, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go for the chicken, but I prefer the steak. I know meat's not the greatest thing for you.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And yeah. Steaks, too. I don't know. Steak takes forever to finish, and it always gets all over my hands.
And I can always knock some of that breading off if I wanted to.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I get protein the healthy way.
Right. Thinking smarter, not harder.
There you go. Wow.
Second question. Look at that.
That's kind of profound.
Right.
All right. Second question. Would you rather all your French fries stay perfectly fresh, which for some reason they never do.
It's all about food.
Or your pillow is always perfectly cool.
That's a bizarre choice.
Wow.
I would, the pillow being cool.
I would say the same thing. Yeah.
No. No. I want fresh French fries. I hate old French fries. You know,
yeah, really?
They really have to be right out of the fryer.
You're right.
For me. They get soft.
They get soggy way too easily.
And the problem with French fries is that they don't fry them long enough.
Mm-hmm.
I like them brown. Yeah. I don't mushy French fries. What is that? What are they trying to do to us? Just fry the damn thing, make them dark brown, and they become crunchy and tasty.
Do you like ketchup with your fries?
Or? I do not like ketchup.
Really?
I was going to say hate, but I don't hate it. It's just that. Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, if they're mushy, then yeah, ketchup, fine.
Okay. How about a little salt?
No, you know, I'm trying to lighten up the salt intake.
All right. Okay. Is that it for Would You Rather? Where's the clothes to this edition?
I honestly forget that I have a clothes now. I'm so used to like not having a clothes, and you know, I finally
it's
have
too
a
late clothes. For that, huh?
Okay, well, that's going out without any clothes.
No, we got to do it. We got to do it now.
Have a good one,
everyone.
Oh, okay.
There
oh,
we go. Okay. Right. Yes.
Okay.
Very good. It gets buried in the reverb.
Yeah. Lost in the mix. Okay. In a little while, we're going to talk to Wolf Repass, financial tech expert, crypto,
yep.
Bitcoins.
He'll know his stuff.
He's got all that down.
Hey, we got a lot of stuff coming up on the show today.
And Mike McCabe, too, in our next hour.
We're going to play a little mind game with everybody.
A mind game?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's your phone.
It's my phone. I said something about Bitcoin, and Google picked up on it, telling us.
I got to tell everybody. I forgot this story.
What?
Okay, we got enough time here.
Yeah, I think so.
I was standing out there in the lobby.
Yeah.
And I asked. I said, "Hey." Oh. Yes,
yesterday.
Hey, Google, and I asked a question, right?
Yeah.
And everybody's phone went off in all of the offices.
Yeah, they're like,
and everybody got the answer.
Yeah, everybody's walking around like, what's going on?
Why is my phone going off?
Why is my phone?
Why do I want to know this?
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that was crazy stuff.
That's good. Okay. We're just getting going on this Wednesday. You can join us. Give us a call, 608-879-8255, or jump on the Civic Media app. Send us a voice note or a text. Coming back with more of John Peterson, Gordy Young, and Dominic Lee after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Okay. WMDX.
You say so.
92.7.
It's Wednesday.
I'm still not, you know, I'm grouchy. What? I don't know what it is. I'm just grouchy today.
Did you not get enough sleep last night?
No, I got a lot of sleep. Oh, I've been trying to get a lot of sleep last couple of days.
Oh, that's nice. It's 23 minutes past the hour. It's 59 degrees, highs in the mid-80s today. Yeah, you bet. the person who wrote the book on the Onion, it's called, the book is called Funny Because It's True. Mm-hmm. And Christine Wentz, W-E-N-C, Christine Wentz wrote that.
So I don't know that person.
I don't either. But it says, discover the real truth behind the original fake news with this in-depth history of beloved humor publication, The Onion.
I wonder if she went to the Demo Curmudgeon site again, democurmudgeon.blogspot.com. Yeah. You can go to the John and Gordy.
Yeah.
Media World show.
Yeah, go to the tab there.
And then search out in that tab, search out The Onion, and you'll come up with a couple of programs. We've got Scott Dickers on there, who came up with The Onion, and we've got two reporters from The Onion, and we treated each and every one of their important stories as if it were real.
Yeah. So that was a long time ago. That was about somewhere around 1990.
Yeah, right. Somewhere in that area.
Yeah, way back when.
Yeah, way back. I'm thinking now that maybe it was fun. All right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
And we were talking about French fries. You know, I do like crispy brown French fries. And Lynn out in Golden Valley.
Yes.
She had a little tip here. She said 2 years commuting to Idaho for work, saw lots of potato documentaries. What do they have on a billboard? You sit there and watch a billboard, documentary on potatoes. And she says McDonald's dehydrated their raw fries to make them crispier after frying. Wow. That's a great idea.
Fries,
If you take the moisture out, a little bit of the moisture out, they do get much crispier.
Catherine, go a little farther down there. It's, I'm not bringing Grumpy John to the WBA job fair today. That's right. The Wisconsin broadcasters are having a big job fair from 10 to noon at, what's the hotel over there?
Marriott West.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh,
okay. Oh, Dom's going to be there, too.
I will be there, yes. Right. I'll be, you know, I'll be basically
but
there.
You're not invited anymore, John.
It's right next to my house.
All right, well, come on over.
I guess
I'm, for a little while.
I don't know. Why do I want to go there? No one wants a downer like me walking around.
Yeah, complaining want to get into broadcasting? Talk to John Peterson over there.
No, don't get into radio, whatever you do.
Yeah, okay. Good idea.
Grumpy John. all right. You know, we're obviously, you know, going to get into some heavy topics here. AI advising kids. This is an area they're getting into. All sorts of things. And I mentioned yesterday, and I wanted to get to it. It's the Stephen Miller rant. I just... You know, it's just something funny about him.
He's
you know?
Just amazing.
He really
is. Where does he come up with this stuff?
It's so wonderful to see somebody just be so creative on the spot.
Well, what's he ranting
such
about
a
this
horrific
time?
Horrific way.
What's he got going on?
Oh, he's angry about the left wing and they want to destroy us. Ah. This really got him going. You know, he was on a rant for immigration for a long period of time, but now he's found a new subject and he likes this one.
Okay.
He really likes this one. And then Elon had a few things to say, and Morning Joe, they had something to say about the Civil War that is supposedly coming up here. And Laura Loomer, what a strange, unusual person. She wants to lock up the left, and then we've got... confirmation bias. You ever hear of something like that? Confirmation bias.
No.
It's where you reinforce what people already believe is true, even though it isn't true, so that you just keep repeating it. In other words, if you repeat a lie long enough, it becomes the truth.
Yeah.
But that's what you're doing when you reinforce this stuff. Mm-hmm. It's confirmation bias. And I've got a great example of that from Fox News. It's just wonderful.
Okay.
So when you hear that, you'll know what confirmation bias is.
Are we going to play that for our listeners now, or are we going to hold that over?
Well, that's all part of Idiocracy.
Oh, Idiocracy. You know? You're just previewing Idiocracy.
I'm just trying to get everybody up and ready for work today.
Grab people's attentions. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Just a little taste of what's coming up.
Okay. Well, good. Well,
I apologize to anybody that...
I was on the edge of my chair there for a minute. But
bringing them down here, you know, it's, you know, we've got so many things coming up tomorrow, too, you know. Yeah. The right wing seems to want to put kids on the front line. Everything they're doing, again, is for kids. Now, it was easy to do with CRT in the schools because there wasn't CRT in the schools, but they created that scenario and people bought into it. And everybody talked about kids and saving the kids. And they put them on the front lines and all the parents stood behind them because they don't have the courage of their own thoughts and ideas. So anyway, the kids are out there again now on the front lines in the culture war. Mm. And it's really disgusting. And we'll get into that tomorrow.
Okay. And coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, as he does every Wednesday, Mike McCabe will join us. And this time around, he's got a new Substack article about reverse engineering. There's a reason it's called doom scrolling and not hope scrolling. So he'll tell us more about that in our next hour.
Yeah.
Okay. And
well, he's always Mr. Positive, you know.
Well, yes. Somebody's got to be.
And I got to say, I hope scroll a lot then.
Do you hope scroll?
Yeah, way too much.
You're hoping for a good story to appear amongst the bad stories.
Yes, I always hope scroll.
Doom and gloom stories. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll talk to Wolf Repass, and he's going to tell us about Bitcoin and crypto financial stuff. We'll learn all kinds of things, everything you wanted to know about Bitcoin.
We were going to start from the beginning because none of us understand it.
That's right. All right. A Midwest Food and Farm Report is coming up, and then we're back with more of John Peterson, Gordy Young, and you, dear listener.
Place without boundaries, a place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. It's true, I haven't really talked about my home away from home, Costco, lately.
Yeah. Why is that?
I'm waiting for it to become a city. Okay. It will someday, just like in Idiocracy.
Okay. Well, can't wait till that day because you'll be there at the ribbon-cutting
ceremony.
You're right in the front row. We've got a few clouds this morning. We should be in for a good deal of sunshine mixed in with some clouds here and there. 59 degrees currently. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's going to be another warm one.
Yeah. All right. Talking about something prior to Idiocracy here.
Yeah.
Well, we were kind of talking about Idiocracy in a way. It's this Monuments Day today. It's the deadline for monuments in our national parks to be taken down if they're not positive. Okay. And Mark wrote in, surprised Trump hasn't insisted on the statue of Hans Christian Hegge be removed from the Wisconsin state capitol because he helped steal slaves and helped them escape to Canada in defiance of the Fugitive Slave Act.
Mm.
And he was an immigrant from Norway, one of those socialist countries. So, I mean, you know, all those reasons.
Well,
that's a negative. That should be taken down.
Yeah.
We don't want that kind of stuff around here. No, sir at all.
Okay.
I don't know where I was going with that accent.
You don't do a lot of accents, but that was
That's why.
Okay. Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255, and you can call us or text us on the Civic Media app.
All right.
It's free to download, free to use.
This is Idiocracy, and let's talk about something Scott brought up here in our text. See, we get your text, and we want to talk about the subjects you are interested in.
That's the way it works.
And he says, are you fellas going to talk about Constitution Day? Monday in the school districts, they're told by the Ed Department, the Federal Ed Department Under Secretary, to honor Constitution Day in school or lose federal funding. Mm. There you go. Forced nationalism. You love that stuff, huh?
Okay. Really, Constitution Day, that missed, I didn't have that on my radar.
It's never been mandated before. Everybody can, you know, participate if they'd like to in their schools, but it's now being used by this administration to press and force that nationalism on us. You know, we're the greatest nation in the world, though we have fallen well behind all the other nations at being great.
But they don't actually, they haven't read the Constitution.
No, so. They don't even know what the Constitution is. Huh. And so now it's being mandated or you don't get federal funding. Mm, okay. So that's that's our first story. And thank you, Scott,
yes, thank
for contributing
you, Scott.
To the show.
Yeah.
All right. I've got so much stuff here, right?
All right. Well, good.
You know, I'm just paging through everything that I have.
Got a big stack of stuff.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. So why don't we get to AI? It's helping kids now. Experts warn that some kids may be confusing chatbots with actual human relationships. I don't think they're confusing it. It's just they probably prefer it. So is this cut 60? Do we have cut 60 about... chatbots?
Dom is shaking his head. No.
I don't see anything about chatbots on Cut 60.
Well, why don't you try last month?
I'll try last month as well. Give me a second.
Been holding on to this for a while.
Yes, give me a second.
It's not like this one is going to get old,
is there... It's like something in your refrigerator. It's got a little bit of mold on it, but you can knock that mold off.
Now
it's still
like,
just as good.
It's like aged cheese, you know?
Is
it gets better as you store and save it.
Okay.
Nothing, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to check even previous months prior, okay?
So why don't you do that, and I'll just go on to the next story. See, I got to watch myself here. I save these stories for a long period of time. Okay, it is time once again to get into and enjoy the tonal quality of Stephen Miller's voice.
Oh, good. Yeah, I've been waiting for this one. Yeah.
Okay. Stephen Miller vowed that the Trump administration would dismantle an alleged vast domestic terror movement that he linked to the killing of Charlie Kirk. Mm. Now, I'm unfamiliar with this movement, just like I'm unfamiliar with all the checks that I'm getting from George Soros. No one keeps me updated on any of those checks or where they're being deposited. Yeah, this could be a big crime. Somebody stealing my money. But and a plus, I don't get a lot of the memos that the Republicans say we get in order to, you know, come to some
march the march.
March or march.
Walk,
yeah,
walk
all
the
that
talk. And talk the walk, whatever.
So anyway, he said, Stephen Miller said this, we are going to channel all of the anger that we have over the organized campaign that led to this assassination to uproot and dismantle these terrorist networks.
Okay.
We don't know where they are, but okay. He says, we are going to use every resource. We have the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, and throughout this government to identify, disrupt, dismantle, destroy. Always a positive message.
Where does he come up with this stuff?
I know. He must be a the guy you go to at a party. Okay, I'll tell you what. I don't know. I don't want to steal any of his thunder here. Why don't we listen to him say this stuff? This is cut 97.
Where the left calls people enemies of the Republic, calls them fascists, says they're Nazis, says they're evil, says they have to be removed, and then prints their addresses. What do you think they're trying to do?
Calm down, man.
They are trying to inspire someone to murder them. That is their objective. That is their intent.
It is?
And when you see online, Sean, as we've seen for the last few days, tape after tape after tape of federal workers, bureaucrats, staffers in the Pentagon, educators, professors, healthcare workers, nurses.
Slow down.
Celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk? These are radicalized people. There is a domestic terrorism movement in this country.
No.
And let me tell you something. I'm not sure with anybody.
It's their opinion.
But the last message that Charlie Kirk gave to me before he joined his creator in heaven? Was he said that we have to dismantle and take on the radical left organizations in this country that are fomenting violence.
He knew.
That was the last message that he sent me before that assassin stole him from all of us. And we are going to do that under President Trump's leadership.
Yep.
I don't care how. It could be a RICO charge, a conspiracy charge.
Anything. We'll just make
conspiracy
something up.
Against the United States.
Yep.
Insurrection. But we are going to do what it takes to dismantle the organizations and the entities that are fomenting riots, that are doxing, that are trying to inspire terrorism, and that are committing acts of wanton violence. It has to stop. And my message is to all of the domestic
going,
terrorists
man.
In this country spreading
yeah.
this evil
yes,
hate.
Hate.
You want us to live in fear?
Yes.
We will not live in fear, but you will live in exile.
Oh, and you will live in fear. Of course,
okay.
You know.
With these what organizations
not,
is he talking
all
about?
All by itself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what organizations. I
mean, Democrats are the worst organized people in the world. Okay. Good luck going after these organizations that don't exist.
It really is surprising to hear these people talk about all of the people that are out there celebrating Charlie Kirk's death. You know what? Leave them alone. It's none of your damn business what they say, what they do. They're saying this stuff. If they want to say it on social media, that's their problem. Mm. Why do you have to get involved? Why is it your business? That's the question I have over all of this. These are the bad neighbors, the Kravitzes, living next door to you, and they're all over the country reporting what their neighbors are doing. I'm going to stop my neighbor from saying this. Leave them alone. It's none of your business. Do something constructive.
The Kravitzes, just for people that don't know what that reference is, talking about the show Bewitched.
Yes.
Back in the early 60s. And
one of my political references.
The Kravitzes were the neighbors of the Bewitched people.
And Gladys Kravitz was Gladys, something else. Man.
She always had the binoculars out, looking at the neighbors next door and looking at, Samantha and Darren.
I know. Why do these people feel like they need to say anything about these people? So what?
They're
and
paranoid.
Then, of course, they talk about it, and then it blows the whole thing out of proportion, and then it seems like everybody's doing it. Everybody's celebrating the death of Charlie Kirk, and they're not. It's just a few people here and there. Leave it alone. Do something else with your damn lives. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
All right. And, here, just added note here. The president said he's considering designating Antifa a domestic terrorist organization and bringing organized crime charges against those raising funds for alleged agitation. We heard about agitation so much during the Walker administration because everybody in the protests were agitators brought in from out of state. Oh, boy. Well, that never happened. Anyway, Antifa is short for anti-fascist, which isn't a bad thing.
No.
It's an umbrella term for a diffuse far-left number of groups all over the place that form instantaneously to fight right-wing violence.
Yeah.
Right. So, that's the whole point. Antifa isn't an organization. Now, my mega friend in Milwaukee said, it's a global organization. It's global. Everything, is bad globally. Okay. So anyway, I'm just so tired of these people making all these villains up.
Yeah.
Super
exactly.
Villains.
Let's go to the phones.
All right.
We have Kurt on the line with a comment or a question. Good morning, Kurt. Go ahead.
Good morning. The only thing Stephen Miller was missing was a mustache and slamming his fist on a podium.
Yes. Mm-mm. Yeah. It wasn't it something? He just wouldn't stop. He's just so energized over something that doesn't exist. Right?
Time for the shepherd's hook.
Yeah. If that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, I wish that would work in this case.
Yeah.
All right. Kurt, thank you. I appreciate it.
We got a text here from someone, Matt in Middleton, actually, says, if there were a poll for ugliest politician in American history, would Ted Cruz or Stephen Miller tie? I think Miller would win when you take into account his voice and his views.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see that? I saw the video of Ted Cruz with a roller, paint roller.
Oh, yeah.
And he was...
What was
rolling
he
over a spray-painted sign saying something about Charlie Kirk.
Ah, yeah.
And he didn't want that kind of stuff around. I don't know where he was. He was outside.
I think he was in Texas.
With a big paint roller.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paint, rolling paint out. The thing here is, okay, it's ugly enough just having somebody spray paint something on a sign outside and people get to see it. Mm-hmm. But then you have this guy with a big paint roller making a huge mess, yeah. Dripping paint all over the cement, the sidewalk, everything else.
Yeah. Well, he probably hasn't handled a paint roller in a while.
Yeah, somebody had to show him what it was.
Yes. Yeah. It was not a good look.
It's nice to know he's, trying to do his part.
Right. Okay. Let's see here. We've got to come back here with, our guest, our financial person, Wolf. What is it, Don?
Repass.
Wolf Repass will join us next on John and Gordy in the Morning. We're going to talk financial stuff like Bitcoin and crypto finances.
That's
Find
right.
out all about it. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
On State Street, WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning. And give us a text or a voice note. We'd love to hear from you at our Civic Media app.
We've got 59 degrees, highs today in the mid to upper 80s, partly cloudy skies this morning. Should be in for a mix of clouds and some sunshine. If you would like to win dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza, well, you should be entering our contest here for a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. It's all to celebrate John and Gordy being nominated for the Best of Madison for Best Radio Team alongside Sugar River Pizza. They've been nominated again for Best Pizza. So we're giving you a chance to win a $50 gift card to cover your next meal. All you have to do is fill out a form at WMDXradio.com. That's WMDXradio.com. And we toss out all the entries after Friday. We select one. And they're the winner, and then we can start all over again. You can enter once a week.
All right.
Okay. Do we have Wolf with us?
Yes, we do.
All right. We had a little phone problem there.
We had a very big phone problem.
I don't know what that was.
But we do have
nice hiccup.
Wolf Repass with us this morning. Good morning, Wolf. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Good, good.
Doing great. So tell us about your company, and what you have to do with Bitcoin and
we're not really too familiar with crypto, so help us out a little bit, Wolf.
You're with Fold Holdings, right?
Yes. We do business as Fold App. And good news for you, we're not one of those crazy, complicated crypto companies. We currently provide traditional banking products for consumers. So we have FDIC-insured bank accounts, debit card, credit card, bill pay functionality, peer-to-peer payments, gift cards, et cetera, things that you know and love today.
Yeah.
But we just put a Bitcoin twist on them. So instead of earning points or cash back or miles, we give you Bitcoin rewards. We also have a Bitcoin exchange if you want to buy or sell it. So pretty simple products. And we're just approaching it from the Bitcoin angle instead of the traditional banking angle.
Now, we know that there's not a lot of money involved in all that stuff. So how do you exchange the Bitcoin for actual products?
Yeah, so our products are very similar to what a bank is today. We earn interchange every time someone swipes their debit card. We earn transaction fees when people buy Bitcoin or buy gift cards. We're not selling a manufactured product shipped to the door. We're taking volume through our platform and taking a little piece of it as we provide the functionality for that to happen.
Well, this sounds like a really good idea. It kind of introduces people to Bitcoin, and it's risk-free. None of the stuff that confuses most people like me and everybody else, you know, we can just, you know, accumulate those points and then do what with those points?
Yeah, so our rewards model is Bitcoin. The second you do something, you swipe your debit card and you go to the store, you go to the restaurant, you earn Bitcoin. It sits there in your account. You can see the value on day one as the price of Bitcoin changes, the value of your rewards change. Mm-hmm. And then you can use that Bitcoin to withdraw it to your own personal Bitcoin wallet if you want to save it as an investment. You can cash it out into cash if you want to go then spend it at the coffee shop. Hmm. Very similar to any other type of reward, but we believe that Bitcoin is a far superior type of loyalty program than some of the traditional ones that exist today.
Well, that sounds like a great idea.
So how do you get started doing something like this? You open an account and then just goes from there, right?
Yeah, that's right. You can go to you can find our app on iOS or Android, download it, sign up. Like with any bank account, you do have to go through know your customer identity checks. So mm-hmm. you know, put your information in, make sure you're a real person, and then you have an account. So pretty simple, no different than opening a bank account anywhere else.
So how is it tied in with the card that I use? How do I add it to the card?
That's a great question. So you can add our card to Apple Pay or Google Pay or whatever you're using if you have a digital wallet.
Sure, sure.
Our platform also allows you to bring your own card. So if you have a debit card from your local bank, for example, or a credit card, you can bring it, add it to our platform, and make purchases through merchants directly through our platform.
Wow.
And so what is the app that you are recommending there or that you're promoting?
So our app is called Fold App, F-O-L-D. That's ours. And you can find us on any of the app stores today.
Okay. And if people want to find out more, do you have another website or a phone number you want to tell us about?
Yeah, you can find us on foldapp.com. Quite a bit of background on our products there. And okay. We're pretty active on socials as well. Primarily, we're on Twitter. That's where the majority of the Bitcoin industry space lives. So we're pretty loud on there as well.
So, you know, we're not real familiar with this part of the industry, but I think it's pretty innovative that you can add benefits to your cards where normally you're shopping for a card that has benefits. This way you can add the benefits after you have the card, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I think we love it. I think it's, Bitcoin comes off to a lot of people as confusing, yeah. intimidating, mm-hmm. and approaching it from the rewards angle, we view as a much less intimidating way to dip your toes into the industry, to understand it, to see if you like it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And so
we can, again, advise people to search out the Fold, that's F-O-L-D app. Mm-hmm. And at Google Store or wherever.
Yeah, Google Play
Apple.
Right.
And add it to your list of benefits. That's great stuff.
Wolf Repass, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks
we
for
appreciate
explaining
the information.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All
you
right.
Too. Have a good day. Okay. Coming up in our next hour, Mike McCabe will join us talking about his latest Substack article. We've got much more.
A no-risk way to get into Bitcoin.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like that idea. Yeah. Coming right back with more of John and Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.